Hey guys, thanks for tuning into Flock It today. I'm so happy to have you here. On today's episode, we're going to talk with a few of my very favorite people about one of my favorite topics, not things to do, dating. We'll talk about our best dates, our worst dates, and you may even get some dating confessions out of us. Let's jump right in.
Let's start with who's on. So Mel is on, finally, and Carr again. Last week, we did the dating game with Carly and Tyler. So, all the listeners, go listen to that if you haven't. Okay, let's start with relationship status, Mel.
Married.
Car.
Engaged.
Almost married. Are we to the hour countdown yet?
Not yet.
What, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Oh my gosh. I saw some wedding flowers downstairs. They picked them up today.
Yay! I'm so excited.
And I'm single, so go figure on that.
But you have a lot of options.
No, there's no options. They're all horrifying.
There's thousands on Tinder.
Yeah, that's where you met your husband, but I hope I don't meet my husband on there. It's so cringy. It's so cringy. I've told Mel this 100 times. The worst part about online dating and, like, Tinder and stuff is the showing up for the first time, like, nice to meet you. Like,
Mel met Kyle on Tinder, and I met Tyler on Bumble, so...
It, like, makes my palms sweaty.
Yeah. It might be... Like, where are you going to meet them? Bump into their cart at the grocery store and it's love at first sight? Like,
I wish. Because, like, ew. It's so uncomfortable and I'm awkward, which I know that it gets better with practice, but I'm not willing to practice. Anyways. Okay. What is the best date you've ever been on? Car, do you want to go first?
Yeah, actually, it's funny that you ask that because my favorite and best date that I've been on was my first date with Tyler. Granted, that's not a date you usually go on first when you meet someone, but for the listeners, Tyler and I met on Bumble and we matched right before I left to go out of town. And when I was out of town, he was a few days later, he was moving to North Carolina. And so we never got to meet, but we would FaceTime and we would text all the time and talk to each other on the phone. And when we decided we wanted to meet each other in person, my sister-in-law invited me and my family to Lake Powell with her family. And I asked if I could bring Tyler, and that was our first date. And so the first time that we met, I picked him up from the airport, and then we went to Lake Powell, and we were there for 4 days. So it was an extended sleepover. First date, but
did the thought ever cross your mind that you wouldn't like him or like, oh no, what if this goes awful?
I don't remember thinking that. I just was a little bit nervous picking him up from the airport because I got out of my car, like parked my car and went inside. And I was like, what if he like thinks I'm ugly in person? Like, I mean, we had seen each other on FaceTime, and I had stalked him quite a lot, and so I felt like he was a real person, but that was my only concern, so that was my favorite date, though.
That's cute. Okay, Mel, what about you? It doesn't have to be with Kyle.
Well, I've never had any good dates with anybody, so... I don't even know. I feel like when we were dating, we just kind of like hung out.
You never went on one date that you were like, that was the best night ever. I mean, I haven't, but I'm sure you have because you've dated a lot and you're married.
I'm trying to see. I don't know. Like, we went on dates, but I can't think of one that was like, oh my gosh, that was the best day. I'll never forget it. Like, I don't know.
What?
Well, it sounds like after quarantine, you guys need to go on a real date.
Yeah.
That you'll remember.
I know.
You go on trips. Have you gone on a trip that has been the best ever?
Yeah, I think our San Francisco trips are fun. Those are probably the best. Just fair enough. Do our usual hang out, shop, eat.
Make out.
Eat. Yeah, I'd say vacations are the best, but I don't know.
Okay, well, we can talk about that next. Your worst date ever.
So I remember going on this date with this guy who was in my institute class. He was the most awkward person I had ever met in my whole entire life. He did not know how to carry on a conversation. And I worked on campus, and he came and he asked me at work if I wanted to go on a date. And I said, okay. And so we scheduled it for like a week later. And then something came up that next week. And I just said, oh, sorry, something came up. Can like we move it? Can we reschedule? Whatever. And he said, yeah, sure. And keep in mind, we had institute together on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so I said, okay, like, let's move it to next Tuesday or next Thursday or whatever, whenever we had class. It was the same day that we had class. And I said, okay, like, we'll just keep in touch for next week. So meanwhile, what he wanted to do. So he, remember, keep in mind, he's like the most awkward person ever. He wanted to go to Sundance and go on like the haunted ski lift. And he wanted, yeah, and he wanted to go to dinner and he wanted to do something else. Anyway, I calculated it like with the driving, how long the dinner and the ski lift and dessert would be. It was going to be like a 5-hour date. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk to him for 5 hours about? So I was just hoping that he would forget, not say anything. Anyway, that Tuesday came, or that Thursday or whatever came that we were like rescheduling for. He was in class in institute and I was in class, and he didn't say one word to me that day. Not hi, not how are you, not are you still good for tonight. So I just assumed it was off because he didn't say anything. And anyway, my phone had like broke, and so I had to take it to the AT&T store. I couldn't like call anyone or text anyone. I don't really remember exactly what happened, but I went to the AT&T store. I didn't really think much of it. I had given him my apartment complex, but not my building or number or anything, my apartment number. And I get home, and I get on Facebook because my phone was still broken, and my roommate had messaged me, and she's like, Carly, where are you? Nate is in the parking lot looking for you. She's like, he is at our apartment complex. He's been here for 45 minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I like get on Facebook and I call him through Facebook or message him through Facebook or something. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, are you still here? Do you still want to go out? Whatever. He's like, yeah. And so we ended up just going to dinner, and I get in the car, and I remember walking down, and it was so uncomfortable because I'm 45 minutes late to this date that I didn't think we were doing. And then we go to this dinner place. He just starts driving. He didn't even tell me where we were going or ask if it was like okay if we went to a certain dinner place. And we pull up to this place in Provo that was like kind of ghetto a little. And we walk inside, and it was one like where you walk up to the counter and pay and then go sit down and find your food, like, or find your table, like kind of like Cafe Rio. And I just remember him going first, him ordering his food and paying for himself, and then going and sitting down. And it left me to pay for myself. And I'm like, I totally, totally understand that it was my bad. But I'm like, it's still a first date. Like, I'm not opposed to paying on dates, but the first date, I think, should always be the guy. And after that, you guys can switch off.
Especially if he asks you out.
Exactly. So I was like, this is awful. So yeah, conversation was awful. I felt very anxious the whole time because I was like, what the heck am I going to talk to this guy about? It was so, so bad. Anyway, sorry, kind of a long story for like that part, but
was it dead silent like the entire time?
It wasn't dead silent, but it was like very like forced talk. Like, and it was uncomfortable. Like, just imagine like seeing an awkward date in public. Like, that was me. It was me. It was so bad.
So did you ever talk to him again or see him?
No. Well, I mean, I saw him in class, but like, it was never like, oh yeah, let's do it again sometime. It was so bad.
Was the food good?
No, it was nasty. And I remember I was still hungry afterwards, and I had paid like $12 for this nasty stuff. And I was like, this is stupid. I'm going to go home and have to make dinner because this food was disgusting. So anyway, that's all.
I'm never going on a date. I can't do it.
I am like having PTSD thinking about that. Like thinking about the awkwardness.
What's yours? I think I have an idea.
Well, I have a lot, but what rated should I? I'm not doing rated R.
Rated PG-13.
Okay. This is the only one I can think of that's rated PG-13 because Kyle and I were talking about this the other day, actually.
Oh, no.
And so I matched with this guy on Tinder, and I'm pretty sure his name was, like, Zach or something. And he had this, like, internship or something, I can't remember, where he was in China for, like, weeks.
Oh, no.
And so he had just gotten home, and we matched. And he was like, I just am ready to, like, go on a date. Like, ew. Okay. Anyways, so we talked for a couple days, and he was like, you know, like, when you talk to someone and you can tell that they're just trying to, like, get it, but, like, you lie to yourself and tell yourself that, like, they're just a nice person and that's not what's going to happen. So we go to, I met him at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and we sat at the bar and drank smoothies, whatever. We were probably there for like 45 minutes, and the conversation was awkward, but it was fine. So he like got up and went to the bathroom, and when he was in there, the employees, there was like three employees, and they were all like around our same age, and they were like, oh my gosh, is this a Tinder date? Like, you need to leave right now. Like, he is not a good guy. Like, you need to leave right now. Like, this is so bad. And I was like, okay, like, whatever. So I stayed. I wasn't just gonna like up and leave. So he comes back out and we leave, and I'm walking to my car. And we, like, said goodbye, whatever. I was like, okay, bye. I'm getting in my car. I'm leaving. And he asked me, as I was walking away, he was like, wait, can I sit in your car with you? And I was like, sure. Like, I'm in control. Like, I'm the driver. Like, sure. Come on in. So he gets in the car first. And as I'm getting in, literally the moment that my butt touches the seat, he grabs the back of my neck and whip, like, literally yanks my neck and kisses me. I swear to you, I had like whiplash. It hurt so bad. And then we went for a drive, and like, I literally just drove around, and then we ended up back at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And we were just sitting in the car, and I was just kind of, like, awkwardly waiting for him to get out. And I can't.
Oh, no.
He grabs the back of my neck again. Like, this person is just, like, really aggressive. And so we, like, kissed again, whatever. And then he started, like, oh, my gosh, I can't even think about it.
I know how this one ends.
He started, like, trying to take his pants off, and I was Ooh. Like, hold on. And, oh my gosh, he was like, I want you to suck my dick.
This sounds like it's rated R, Mel.
Did you?
And I was like, no, like, I'm not. Like, first of all, I had never even done that. And second of all, no, like, just no way in hell. And he kept trying to, like, grab the back of my neck and, like, force me to do it. And finally, I was just like, get out of my car. Like, I am not. Like, this date is over and I'm not. So, like, good night. And he was being such an asshole to me about it. And so, yeah, he got out of the car and I never spoke to him again.
Atta girl.
And I went home and told my mom. And, yeah, it was really bad.
Do I recall another dating story where someone did that to you, like grabbed the back of your neck and like pulled you? Was it the guy?
Like two or three times.
My
like, gosh. Do I just come across as someone that's just gonna like
suck be like, your dick?
Okay, sounds funny. Like, or like, do guys just like do that? Like, I don't know, but it was bad.
Oh my. Yeah. The funniest things happen to you. Like, I know it's not funny, but it is funny.
But, like, it is funny, but also, like, I just put myself in the most, like, obviously some shit is gonna go down situations, and I just pretend it's like, oh, he was just such a nice guy. Oh. Like, and then I'm, like, surprised when, like, something like that happens. Like,
being your best friend during that time was, like, the most stressful experience ever. I was just praying that you would make it home and that you wouldn't get kidnapped and left in a ditch. Oh, my God. Literally,
I was talking about that the other day to Natalie. Like, I'm lucky nothing bad ever happened to me because I was one of those stupid girls that's, like, the ones you hear about on the news that's like, oh, she went missing. What could have happened? Oh, she met up with a guy from sugardaddy.com at 2 a.m. How, like, and it's the most obvious, like, well, no shit, something bad happened to her. Like, I would put myself in those situations.
What a time to be alive. So now you're a married, tame individual.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My next question is, tell a dating confession. So this is like, I'll start. The cringiest confession. I don't know if you could consider it a date. I don't know. Right after I graduated high school in the following January, I had moved out to Newport Beach to nanny. And it was like incredibly lonely. Like, it was probably the hardest time of my whole life. And prior to that, I had been talking to this boy. I can't even remember how we originally started talking, but we had been talking for like a year or so, and it was never anything like serious because he was freaking whack, and I knew that.
Like, verbally abusive and so, like, weird.
So many problems. So I was in Newport Beach, and like, we would still talk every now and again, but he would like get upset randomly and then like delete and block me and then come back in. And I should have known it was like bad news, but I was curious because I'd been talking to him for so long and I never met him. So one night I had just decided to go home, to move back home. I think it was like a Sunday, and I was moving home the following Friday, and he adds me back on Snapchat and he's like, hey, want to hang out? And I was like, yeah, which anyone who knows me knows I am not like a dating spur of the moment person. Like, I do not just up and go and make out. Like, I don't do that. Like, I need to talk to you and like really, anyways. So for me to just like, yeah, totally, I'll come over. Cause he lived like 15 or 20 minutes away from where I was living. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I get there and I call Mel on the way and I'm like, okay, I'm going to meet Clayton. Like, I'm scared. And she's like, oh, anyways. So I get there and I'm so nervous. And the tip that she gives me is just when you first get there, ask him to go on a walk, like to make sure like things are normal or whatever. And I was like,
don't just like up and go in his house. Like, just walk around a little. Ew, I'm so weird. Why would you ever?
So we like go on a walk around the block or whatever, and we're like halfway around the block, And, like, he's tall. Like, I can't even remember. I think he was, like, 6'4" or something. Like, he's a big dude. And let me add that he had told me, like, all these weird stories about, like, his friends and cocaine and, like, weird things. So I was already, like, terrified to go into the house. Oh, pause. Let Megan join. Let's see if she'll come on. Or not. So, anyways, we are on a walk and we're like halfway around the block, and he just like forcefully pushes me up against a car and just like starts kissing me. And like, I am so scared in this moment. Like, no part of me is like, oh, I want to make out with him. Like, nothing like that. I'm panicked. I'm sheer panic mode, thinking, oh my gosh, like, what is happening? So then we like finish the walk and go around the block. And we, like, go into his house. And my first thing was I would go over there if he helped me with my math homework because I was doing online school or something. So we're sitting on the couch, and I am doing my – or whatever. He's, like, helping me do my math homework. And I – all of a sudden, he's, like, want to go into my room? And I was, like, no. No. And so then he, like – he's like, here, let me help you with that problem, and like takes my computer away and then like closes it and sets it on the coffee table. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh. And he starts kissing me, but mind you, I'm sitting on this, oh my gosh, I like have nervous goosebumps right now. I'm like, I'm feeling sweaty. He like starts kissing me, and so I like lean back, but instead of him like leaning or like laying on top of me, he kneels beside me on the couch. So I'm like laying down and he's kneeled beside me like kissing me, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most unnatural situation ever. I'm not experienced like at this point in my life, like I have never done this before, and it was like so weird. And like 15 minutes went by, and all I'm thinking is like, that's a long time to like be kneeling on the ground. So then he's like, oh, come into my room or whatever. And I'm like, oh, like so I go into his room, and the first thing that I notice is there are probably 15 prescription pill bottles next to his bed. Like, okay, this is a real problem. This is a real problem.
You're dealing with a real psycho.
And his parents were out of town. And so I'm like, if I die, no one would even think to look for me here. Like, I don't even know if he told me his real name or anything. So anyways, that was just the worst experience of my life. Like, the thought of, like, me laying on the couch and, like, him being kneeled next to me just, like, makes me want to die. So that's the cringiest story of my dating existence.
That is super cringy.
That's
how did you get rid of him? Like, how did you stop talking to him?
I moved home, delete, and block.
I think you should try to rekindle it.
Oh, hi, Meg.
Hi.
Where's your face?
It's hidden, of course.
We want to see you.
I don't know how to do that. Oh, okay.
Hi. My face looks horrid.
Hi.
Okay, we're talking about a dating confession, so this is a perfect time for you to join. We can go to Mel.
Fantastic.
So okay, Mel, you're up.
I don't know what a dating confession is.
Just like, you could talk about the ring incident.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to stop that.
When you accidentally...
That's like a bad date, or that's like a bad date story. Is like that?
Wait, I have a confession.
Okay, go.
Okay, it has to do with you too, hey. So my friends and I like to, well, my friends mainly.
Hello?
Wait, what?
And
you cut out.
You just froze. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
You guys can hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, we like to stalk each other on dates, apparently. And
oh, yes, we do.
Anyway, one time Haley and I, our roommate, or my roommate, was going on a date with this guy. She just went to his apartment. And, oh, can I mention about that, the green thing?
Yeah.
Okay. We had this laser. and we got out of our car. We followed her. We were like, we didn't know where she was going. She had turned off her location because they had just followed me on a date like a week before. And so as soon as she walked out the door, Haley and I like booked it out, and we got in our car and just followed her to the apartment. And then we got out of our car and we were waiting for a few minutes. And then we started shining the laser into their window, and she was like, oh my gosh. But the guy obviously had no idea. Annie did, but not the guy. So that's one of our confessions, is that we stalk people on dates sometimes.
And then prank them.
And prank them, yep.
Very much so. Meg, do you have one? Mel?
No, we already discussed this. I wish I had funny stories, but I do not.
You can tell the
as funny as Mel's.
You can tell the Christian story.
Which one? The one where you and I rolled on the floor? I don't even remember what happened with that.
Didn't we?
That just was cringy all around.
We fake DoorDashed him. Did we do that?
Fake DoorDash? No.
Oh, that is cringy. That is a confession. Fake DoorDash. People that our friends are talking to see who they are.
Like you and Adam? Like when Adam got DoorDashed onions?
Yeah, when we went to Wendy's and got a cheeseburger with extra, extra, extra onions with a side of onions. And I was...
And his roommates were so confused.
That was so bad.
And I had to be the DoorDasher. And they were like, who are you? And I was like, this is for Adam. And he was like, yeah, but thank you. And I was
so
like,
so similar to Hay.
DoorDash sent me.
Oh my God.
Or what was the one who never answered his door when we DoorDashed him? He lived in a townhome. I don't even remember. But we tried to keep DoorDashing him and he wouldn't answer his phone. He'd only text you back.
Oh my gosh.
We I don't remember so, his name.
The shit we come up with, we're like, oh my gosh, you know what we should do? Oh
gosh. And did I do the crickets with?
App. Oh, the crickets.
Who was I with when we bought a bunch of crickets? Was it you, Car?
Yeah, that was me.
We bought a bunch of crickets, like 100 or something. And we put them in a box for somebody's birthday. And who did we take them to?
That one guy in Kayla's neighborhood. Awesome.
Brad. The pizza guy, Mel.
Oh, my gosh. We're so rude.
Oh, that was
these
good.
These poor boys.
Oh. These
guys just get harassed.
So we put the crickets in a birthday box and it looked like a gift, and we shook them up, so then they like, oh, somebody left me a present. They take the present into their house, open it, and crickets just go wild. We had done this to one of our friends. He didn't know it was me, and he had been telling me about it, and he was like, yeah, he's like, I heard crickets in my house at night for days. I don't know.
That is terrible.
Didn't you do crickets to Jeff too?
How was
it? And Bryce.
Oh, the crickets were scary.
What about Bryce?
Yeah, him too. Okay.
Oh, Bryce, that was bad. The pranking.
Let's move on to a Would You Rather game.
Oh, no.
I have few questions. We'll start tame. So I'll ask the question and then everybody answer.
I'm scared.
Okay. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Duck-sized horses.
You would do the mini horses?
Oh, yeah.
100 of them?
I hate birds. I absolutely hate birds, and there is this goose that lives outside my work, and I'm really scared of them, so I would fight the 100 mini horses.
By stomping on them or what, kicking them away?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck?
Elephant trunk. That's my favorite would you rather.
Yeah, I think elephant trunk too. Actually, probably giraffe neck.
I would pick giraffe neck.
Then I could just peep. I could be a little peeping Tom everywhere I go.
An accidental.
If you're on roller coasters, your head's going to get cut off. I'd probably be the trunk.
How would you kiss Kyle, Mel?
I would just put like a little kangaroo pouch on the front of my neck.
I can't.
Okay. Next question. Would you rather have finger-sized nipples?
I have to leave for this.
Or nipple-sized fingers?
I would rather have finger-sized nipples.
Yeah, I agree with Mel.
I would just Same. Take those bad boys down.
Carr, what did you say?
I said same.
Okay. Next question. We're moving up the risky chain.
I'm scared.
Would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear?
Ew.
Nope.
Or use their toothbrush?
Oh, underwear.
Oh, no.
Underwear. I don't know where there's mouth.
I think I'd rather use someone's toothbrush because what if they have chlamydia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey Megan, what if it was like a homeless person's underwear?
Oh. Yeah, what if it was a homeless person's toothbrush?
You okay, a homeless person's underwear or like a grandpa's toothbrush.
Then a grandpa's toothbrush.
It's like, would you rather have an oral disease or
vaginal?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I think maybe, well, what it doesn't say you have to like take your own underwear off to put the other person's underwear
yeah,
off.
Yeah, exactly. Just layer it up.
Ew.
Hands down, wear the other underwear. I'd wear them around my ankle.
Okay. It says, would you rather have sex? But we can go to third base. With someone with really bad BO or really bad Brad breath?
Bad breath.
Probably bad breath.
Yeah, I agree.
Bad BO, like they have a stinky.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
BO is like awful. Like, I can't think of, like, for example, after my brothers play a football game and they put their arm around me, I'm like, oh, like, I can't breathe. I can't imagine, like, trying to get in the mood with someone who is
stanky.
Yeah.
That stanky leg. Hell no.
Oh, man. Okay. Last thing is I want each of you to tell. Oh, Meg joined late to the game, so what is your relationship status? Mel is married, Carr is engaged, and you are
dating? I don't know.
Yeah, good answer. So we have everyone. Dating. Oh wait, no. Single, me. Dating, you. Engaged, Carr, married, Mel.
Perfect.
Everybody to have some good input. Okay. Last thing is I want everybody to give a piece of dating advice.
Mel, you start.
The married lady.
That someone is acting. Like, if you're questioning if someone is really interested in you, they're not.
True.
That is valid.
If someone is super flaky when it comes to going on dates. If they have bad excuses for not communicating, just don't stop trying to convince yourself that they're worth your time.
That's a good one.
I agree. Those who want to be in your life will be in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one's kind of like, I don't know, common sense a little bit, but I feel like sometimes people don't do this. But I think that you shouldn't like try to be someone else and like try to fake things. Like if you don't like something or if you do like something, like tell that person, because if you guys like keep going in your relationship and then they figure out like, oh, I thought you liked going on hikes. I thought you liked being an outside person. And then you're like, no, I actually hate it. Like just be open with them and be honest and tell them what you like and what you don't like. And don't be afraid to be who you are. Don't be someone you're not.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Okay, Maggie.
I think that when you're first starting to date, I think it should just be like between you two. Like when Zach and I first started dating, it was kind of like we were in a bubble, like no one really knew. And I think that's when we got to know each other the best, because it was just us. So like, I think keeping other people out of it, like while you start to get to know each other and develop your relationship, has been like the key, I guess, to our success, is because it's just us.
I agree.
Perf. I will take note of all of your guys' advice, because I don't have any advice because I am bad at dating.
And another, this is more like probably when you're married / more serious, but like keep your issues between your relationship unless you need help or advice.
I agree.
You don't want to tell your friends or family or whoever something bad that someone did, because they just cling on to it forever.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I have a coworker that they had separated because he told her that he didn't love her anymore. And so they like separated, like we're going to file for divorce, had 2 kids and a brand new baby, and ended up getting back together like 6 months later. And to this day, her sister still hates him because she's like, when is he going to walk out again?
Exactly. Like,
they just don't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's they're easy. Protective of like their person kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can't ever get married.
Oh, yes, you can.
It is so daunting. It's so scary. Like, I can't even... I don't have to worry about dates right now because, you know, Corona. But, guys, I really can't do it.
Can't even leave your house.
You just have to. You have to force yourself to go on dates. Even though it's the most cringy thing you'll ever do.
I feel like we could have an entire segment on dating with Mel, and you could just tell your experiences.
Yes, we definitely should. And I'll get some popcorn for that.
We'll have a late night rated R movie premiere. Podcast premiere.
Oh.
I'll reenact everything.
Better make sure Kyle's on board for that.
Cringy. Okay, well, that's all I have for you guys, but thanks for coming on my podcast. It's always fun when – I wish everyone would have participated. We have about, what, 2/3 of the friends?
Yeah, just Kayla and Abby.
And Annie.
Oh, and Annie.
Oh, gosh. Well, I miss you guys.
Well, we should do it again.
Yes. I'm serious. We need to have another segment.
I think we should. You just say when. Probably before Car gets married.
Car, you have some things to disclose too. Remember the wet wipes?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Mel, the ring story, there's so many.
Yeah, I could have gotten
HIV. Oh gosh. Okay, guys. Well, love y'all. Have a good rest of the night. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, love you all.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.